Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as we spend time with God, I'm concluding a journey through the devotional book, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic, as we wrap up that book, is Walk a Path with God. It kind of sums up the entire 31, now 32 days devotions in this book. As I wrote this devotional, I began specifically asking, out of the previous 31 topics, what has been your favorite? I know on a daily broadcast like this, it may be hard to think back as compared to a book that you could hold in your hands and kind of leaf back as a reminder. But we've looked at a lot of incredible things that God has called us to as we walk this path with Him. To walk a path of integrity, to walk a path of humility, to walk a path of peace, to walk a path of justice. And all of it, in all of these forms and aspects of how we walk, define our walk with God. I've mentioned this a few times on these morning broadcasts, but one of my favorite characters from as far back as I can remember in my childhood is the character of Enoch. A man you don't read a whole lot about in the Bible. But it always fascinated me to read these stories, and as one who loves to read, I would read through the Bible, even as a child, just because it was the book that was most available at our house and in the home growing up. And as you read all of these stories, the story of creation, the stories of Adam and Eve, the stories of people, of Cain and Abel, and then you get this glimpse into the life of a man named Enoch, who walked with God and then one day was no longer found on earth because he simply continued his walk with God in God's presence. I think, wow. I think of Adam and Eve and the description of them walking with God in the cool of the evening before sin separated them. I think of Moses described as talking with God as a man would talk with his friend. You see, as we consider what it looks like to walk with God, I think it's important for you and me to know, without a shadow of a doubt, to believe fully that it is God's desire to walk with us. And it's His desire that we would walk with Him. I don't know if you've ever been a part of a group that you just didn't feel like you belonged in. You were physically present, but just not accepted. You may have been kind of on the fringes. The group would do something and you would find out about it later. Eventually, that type of behavior, that type of treatment typically leads most of us to think, I'm not really wanted here. I don't really fit in. I don't belong here. And unfortunately, there are people who kind of feel that way with God, not because of anything God has done, but because of what people like you and me have done. We've given the impression that God plays favorites, that only certain people can walk with God in a close way. The others can kind of look on from a distance, and nothing could be further from the truth. God's desire is that each one of us would walk with Him side by side every day, that our relationship with Him would be such that we hold nothing back. And that we would talk with God as a man talks with his friend. That we would find joy and peace walking with Him in the cool of the evening as well as in the heat of the day. You see, it doesn't matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, what you've thought, what you act like. God loves you. God loves you very much, immensely, with a love that cannot be measured. And sure, there are things out of that list that He wants to transform. He wants to bring about change. He wants to make you more and more into the likeness of Christ, but His desire to do that isn't so that you're more lovable. To Him, you are loved. You are lovable and you are loved. His desire to do that is to make you more and more like Christ, that your representation of Him is more acceptable, more accurate. You see, as we live life, we walk this path with God, we discover that God's promise is true, that He never will leave us nor forsake us. It often seems and sounds like a flippant or a trite statement, but it's often been said, if you feel distant from God, who moved? God's call to each one of us is that we would walk with Him. But He doesn't force that walk. He's not like a parent with a young child in the store that grabs our hand and says, "You will stay with me no matter what." We have the freedom to walk with Him. And unfortunately for many, that means that we have the freedom to not walk with Him. You see, living life in this path that we're on, this journey, goes much better if we choose every day. And even choose multiple times throughout the day, whenever that choice is before us, to I'm going to walk with God. When those choices of temptation, of greed, of lust, of envy, of hatred, of anger, of division come before us, that really is our choice. Do I follow that path or do I say, no, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to follow what He has set forth in His Word. God says that His Word is a light, a lamp unto our path and to our feet. It's His Word that shines and illuminates to give us direction on how we ought to walk and where we ought to walk. You see, as we live life, it's so easy to get caught up in what we want Earlier this morning, I read a children's Bible story in a Story Time for Tom episode that I do. And it revolved around primarily around the washing of the feet to the disciples by Jesus. But the leading up to that was a description of Judas arranging with the high priest to betray Jesus. And it talks about that concept of, here's a guy that literally walked with God. As one of the disciples walked side by side with Jesus over a period of 3+ years. But he wasn't getting what he wanted. All of this talk of Jesus, of the kingdom of God and the coming of the kingdom of God didn't seem to be taking place. The Romans were still in charge. There was still a different political system than what he wanted. And it wasn't that Jesus walked away from him. It's that even as he walked with Jesus, he still walked according to his mindset, according to his beliefs, according to his own understanding. The Bible tells us to lean not on our own understanding. That the ways of God are so much higher and purer and more noble than ours. And because Judas could only seem to lean on his own understanding because there was a block in his mind to even glimpse into what Jesus really meant. His walk took him away from the one that could have transformed him completely. How often do we turn away from God for a moment, for a day, for a time? Because we're not getting our way. Because it appears that the only way to make happen what we want is to do it ourselves. There are many times that Christians will pursue God with a whole heart, with great passion, will walk with Him day in and day out. And then some pet project of theirs hits a roadblock. It's like all of a sudden God steps in and says, no further. And instead of stopping and waiting upon the Lord, we make a hard left or a hard right or whatever it takes to go around the roadblock. And we follow our own path to make happen what we want. And in our mind, we're thinking it will reconnect eventually. Well, that reconnection requires a change of heart, a repentance on our part. And the good news is God always allows us to come home, to reconnect, to resume that path, that walk with Him. His preference is that we never leave it. And yet for those times that we find ourselves on a different path, if we listen to God's word, if we listen to the still small voice of His Spirit within us, we will always hear the words, come home. Just come home. come walk. You see, as we spend some time today praying, I would encourage you to examine the path that you're on, the path that you walk today. Is it a path that is walking with God? Or is it a path of your own making that tries to drag God along with you? Are there things that God has set up and stopped you in that you've created your own path because you've so insistent on things being done your way? Or is your path filled with humble submission, asking God to lead you, direct you, to illuminate, to light your path through the power of His Word? I pray that today that you would spend some time looking back on the path that you're on. Even looking back on these 32 topics now that we've covered on walking this way, and find a path with God that can only be had through His Son Jesus. Would you spend some time praying with me today? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself. You've called us to walk this path with You every day. Oh, Father, help us to examine accurately what path we're on right now, to whether it's Your path, a path with You, or whether it's our own path that we're trying to include You on. Father, forgive us for the times that we go off path, that we leave You to do our own thing. Help us to live with humility and submission to Your Word, to Your Spirit, to You as our Lord, our Savior, our Master. Father, as we live life today, may we be mindful of who we're walking with. May our desire always be the same as Your desires, that we would walk together. Father, as we walk, may we long for that closeness that You desire to give. May our communication with You be open and honest. May we know and feel Your loving embrace, Your gentle guidance. The firm leading of Your Word. Father, I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, in our churches. I pray that our walk with You would be an example, that we would grow in consistency and in putting You first in everything. That they would not only hear from us, but they would see in us what a faithful walk with You looks like. Father, help us to encourage and support and teach our children to make good choices. Choices that are founded upon Your Word and Your truth, founded upon a relationship with Jesus. Fathers, I pray today, I pray for those that are struggling, who feel like they're walking alone, that there's no one with them, who even in the midst of crowds and groups of people feel all alone, who feel abandoned, who feel left out. I pray not only would they know Your great love and Your great desire to be with them and for them to be with You, but that Your children would rise up, be the instruments of Jesus that would draw them into community. That there would be a realization that we really are all in this together. Oh, not in the sense of this world or of COVID-19 or of any other thing that we're, but in the sense of the body of Christ. Father, may the oneness that we have with you, the oneness that Jesus prayed about us having and experiencing just as he is one with you, may that transform our walk. May it transform the way we treat people, the way we include people, the way we accept people. Father, may our walk with you lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. May it lead us to care for the poor, the hungry, the hurting, the sick, the brokenhearted. May you lift our eyes beyond ourselves so that we can see the harvest, the fields that are ripened to harvest. Father, as we gaze out upon humanity, may our walk with you guide us in how to represent Jesus well, that we would lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Today we wrapped up the 32-day devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path or Finding Your Path in Christ. A devotional journal I wrote a number of years ago now. Tomorrow we begin a new series. I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like, but I do plan to continue these daily devotions, and so look forward to joining with you again. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.